Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment and a new month of the BTN News Show. Yes, it is the 3rd of August, 2020. Boy, this year just can't get over with fast enough, can it? We got all the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Well, looks like Apple decided to take a little bit of money out of their pocket, hand it over to MobiWave. Who the hell is MobiWave, you might be asking? Well, that's a startup with technology that actually could turn the iPhone into an actual mobile payment terminal. Yes, according to Bloomberg, the startup, by the way, out of Montreal, Canada, that MobiWave and Apple, yep, they are now one. Its tech actually requires only an NFC chip to actually work to allow users to tap either their smartphone or a credit card to another phone for payment processing. Of course, we all know NFC chips have actually been in iPhone since iPhone 6. And that all kind of goes with what Apple Pay does for us. Well, with the acquisition of MobiWave, the iPhone now can accept payments without extra hardware like a card reader. Now, when I was talking about that Apple reached into their pocket and pulled out some money, just how much did they pull out? $100 million. As for trying to get any comment from Apple or even MobiWave itself, yeah, no companies are talking about anything. Oh, those damn annoying website notifications. Yeah, they're pretty much everywhere nowadays, aren't they? Be it even a good website or one of those malicious websites. Well, Chrome and the folks over at Google have been trying to tweak that a little bit. In fact, you can actually enable a test on your Chrome browser, and by doing so, it will let you decide just when those alerts need to stop. Now, from what we can tell, it is currently set to 90 days. Yes, meaning you won't see all those annoying things for that long, but it won't necessarily stay that way. Yes, it seems that the test goes off well, and there's no reason why it probably shouldn't. Look for it to be the ultimate default in your Chrome browser in future releases. If anything, hopefully it'll discourage sites from spamming us so much if they already know their notifications aren't making it through, shall we say. And finally, Denmark, just so you know, you've pissed off YouTube. Yeah, there's a lot of very public nasty words going between YouTube and songwriters and music publishers in Denmark right now. According to Koda, which by the way is Denmark's equivalent to ASCAP, BMI US, or PRS for the UK, seems that YouTube has threatened to remove Danish music content. Now, this all has to do with a multi-year licensing deal, which by the way expired in April. Since then, these two have kind of come together and they said, we'll just operate under a temporary license. Agreement. Well, apparently that agreement ain't going so well. That's because Koda is claiming YouTube is insisting that in order to extend its temporary deal in Denmark, Koda must now agree to a near 70% reduction in payments to its composers and songwriters. So YouTube kind of said, well, if you can't agree to that, then we're just going to pull your stuff offline. YouTube says this new offer reflects the gap in performance. If this all sounds familiar to you, it should. Same thing pretty much happened in Germany. Yeah, they had 7 years of bad words back and forth. The resulted in chart music videos actually being blocked on the YouTube platform in that country. Hopefully the same thing won't happen in Denmark too, and these two parties can actually come together instead of taking their ball and going home. You got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. Check out all the BTN shows over there and so much more. Also, find our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And hop on by our Slack room and join in our community today. We'd love for you to be a part of it, so join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.